Welcome to Slime Time Radio Hour. My name is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And let me just begin with, you might notice that I'm kind of full of energy today. And I was like, wow, why do I feel so energetic coming here at 10 a.m. in the freaking morning? What's going on with that? So that might be the carbohydrates that I had this morning. Yeah, I tried this new thing called breakfast. It really was life-changing, let me say. People say it's the most important meal of the day. I'm starting to see maybe there's some truth to that. Imagine my surprise. The other thing I wanted to say right at the get-go. Oh, also, the song we listened to part of in the beginning of this was Prime Time of Your Life from Alive 2007 by Daft Punk. I have been listening to a lot of more electronic music because I've had to really lock in as of late. I've had to do a lot of thinking, and I just say, hey, okay, one thing about me and thinking, not to say I'm bad at it, I do it often. It's true, I do it often. But the thing about me and thinking is a lot of time that I could be spending thinking, I'm asleep. I'm on the train, I'm on the bus, I'm asleep. So, you know, it does make it a little bit difficult to have a lot of thinking time when you spend most of your time asleep. So I put the techno on to keep me awake, and then hence, you see, you know? Okay. So I've been doing a lot of that, and that's been kind of working out for me. So that's what we're doing today. We're getting amped, I would say. One more thing. The show that I've been running, if you have been following my Instagram story, you'll see that I've been spamming it with stuff about the exhibition that I've been putting together. The deadline was yesterday, and I just want to say thank you so much to everyone who submitted. We got so many more submissions than I thought we were going to, which is huge. So thank you so much. And to this week, we will be going through them and making our final picks. So you should be receiving an email on March 6th. If you have been accepted to the show. So thank you so much one more time. It's going to be awesome, guys. I'm so excited. We went to see the space the other day, and it looks gorgina. It looks gorgeous, and I'm really excited. And there's going to be, like, a fun event attached to the reception. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening, so get excited for that. And on this note of excitement, I think we need to continue our music with No More Lies by Alice DJ. Let's get into it.
Don't you? close to you. You're the one that makes me move. Make me move, make me dance. I don't care about romance. I just wanna touch you. Kiss and feel you on my skin. If you're standing close to me, best believe I'm going in. You're the one that makes me sweat. You're the one that makes me free. Feel it on my body. It's the only way to get me weak. You're the one that gets me going. You're the one I like. Touching on my body got me going all night. 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 All night.
Make Me Move by Von D, and before that, No More Lies, Alice DJ, and Fire or No? Right? Fire? Pretty Fire? No? Anyway, I've been listening to a lot of that album by Von D. It's called Make Me Move. It's like a mini album. There's like 5 songs on it. Pretty Fire, though, I would say. Call me crazy. But yeah, so you might be wondering, Janie, what have you been up to? I'm just so curious about what you've been up to. Oh, thanks for asking. You know, it means a lot. Here's what I've been up to. I've been clocked into the studio. I'm going to the studio almost every day. Monday's my only day off because I have class here on Medford campus at an awkward time. But yeah, I've been going to the studio every day to, for the most part. I've also been hanging out with my friends. Hey, twist my arm. But I've been in the studio every day working on my senior thesis. Yeah. So that's, sorry, I did not mean to do that in your ear. That's my bad. Yeah, that's what I've been up to. And you might be like, Janie, what are you doing for your senior thesis? What does that even look like? Well, okay, when you're getting a Bachelor's of Fine Arts at SMFA, the School of the Museum of Fine Arts at Tufts University, not to use her full government name. But when you do your senior thesis, what that looks like is you spend one semester making whatever you want, and then you put it in the gallery space, maybe, at the end of the semester. So what I've been working on is trying not to bash my head through a wall, trying to figure out what to make. And the thing is, I already knew what I was going to make. I was like, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to do. And then I got in there and I started doing it and I said, it's not quite right, is it? And that's not funny. So then I had to do some rethinking. There was a couple iterations, had to go back to the drawing board, but our proposals were due the other week. And so I really got in there and I said, okay, I'm doing my proposal. I'm getting serious. I'm committing to an idea. So that's what I did. I committed to my idea and I'm feeling pretty good about it. I would say I feel way less confused, way less upset about it. I think it's going to go pretty well. I think it's going to be okay. But long story short, I'm making a music box that plays Every Time We Touch by Cascada. And I think it's going to be cool. That's my hope. Because if it's lame, I'm going to be really upset. But that's just me. Anyway, I've been doing my homework as well, which has kind of been a novelty this semester. Homework, schmomework, okay, maybe that's a bad thing to say on the radio. Everyone should do their homework all of the time and on time and not submit it late, even when the class is pass-fail. That's important, okay? On the topic of homework, coming up next, we have some songs off the album I Love My Computer by Nina Jirachi. Okay, and here's the thing about Nina Jirachi. I think for all the niche girls out there, they're like, oh, we already know Nina Jirachi. Nina Jirachi is at the stage of nicheness where definitely, like, if you said, like, oh, she's my favorite artist, someone would ask you to name 5 songs. You know what I mean? And I just don't know if I can do that. I did just start listening to this album this week, but it's fire. It's freaking fire. Okay. And we're going to listen to 2 songs off the album. The first one being iPod Touch and the second one being London Song. I think they're really good. So we're going to listen to those. Let's get into iPod Touch by Nina Jirachi.
I've never been to London, but I'd go with you. I've never
been to London, 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 London. That's true, that's true, that's true, that's true. That's I've never been to London, 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 London. But I'd go with you.
Do you wanna listen to it?
We can.
London Song by Nina Jirachi. Was that not fire? Sorry to say that after every song, but I love that song. And it's also funny because I have been to London. And speaking of London, let me just say, I am, every time it's cold but it's also sunny, I really count my blessings. Having been to London when it was slightly cold, wow. They weren't kidding about the clouds, I'll tell you that much. You think it's like, maybe they're exaggerating. Because, like, how long can there be clouds for? Turns out every day. So I'm just feeling grateful for the sunny weather today, despite the fact that it's, like, freaking 2 degrees or something like that. Ridiculous. The nice weather we had the other day, that really got my hopes up. I won't lie. Really got my hopes up. But apparently it's supposed to be warm next week. And that's kind of all the amount of weather forecast you're getting out of me. However, but on the topic of it being abnormally or maybe normally cold, I have a PSA for you. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when left in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. This is a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And let me tell you, there is no one like the fire marshal. I'm learning that. When you do a lot of art installation, that is kind of your number one guy. The fire marshal, I would say, looms over a gallery. in the same way the Eye of Sauron does loom over the land. Like, it's serious. He really needs to know everything. They really need to know everything that's going on. Sorry, not to wokeify the fire marshal, but what needs to be done needs to be done. Are there any non-binary firefighters? I think we should get into that. That might be awesome. Just a thought. Sorry. Hey, this is kind of a glimpse into my dark and twisted mind. Let's see. What other kind of music do we have for you today? Get excited, okay? I have exciting stuff planned for us today. I have huge, exciting stuff planned for us today. But actually, let's talk more about Nina Jirachi, because I think this album is so interesting, because there are some times when I listen to an album and I'm like, definitively, this is someone who either should have gone to art school or did go to art school. I think this is one of those albums, mostly because I could 100% see her writing an artist statement, like a 5-page artist statement about this. There's just so much going on here, right? And I've been thinking, personally, for my research, I've been doing a lot of research on techno-optimism, which is basically the idea of people being optimistic about what technology can do for us, right? Which hasn't really happened for a while, famously. And for my senior thesis, not to talk your ear off about my senior thesis, but my senior thesis is going to be centered around the aesthetic of Frutiger Arrow, which is a digital, like, visual aesthetic from the early 2000s, right around, like, Y2K, specifically with Windows Vista, like, with that update. There's the Bliss wallpaper, the picturesque, the green rolling hills and the blue sky. That kind of really kickstarts it, and then, from there, the aesthetic evolves. But a lot of the aesthetic is this idea of a lot of hope for the future about the integration of nature and technology, that it's going to be seamless and good, which, you know, very funny. But I find it really interesting to research these sorts of ideas against our modern relationship with technology, because I would say, like, I personally am not old enough to remember Frutiger Arrow, like, when it first happened. But there's, like, currently a resurgence on social media of, like, kind of a romanticization of the aesthetic, mostly by people my age who never really experienced it firsthand, because never in my life has technology not been a malevolent presence, I would say. Like, from my youth, because my parents were very on it, thank you, my parents, I never really felt that technology was something, like, that was going to solve my problems, and I often felt it was, like, suspicious and lurks around the corner, you know, and is trying to get ya. And there's a lot of different ways that people cope with that feeling of spending most of your time on an evil source. And Frutiger Arrow and the resurgence of that sort of nostalgia is one of those things. So I've been thinking a lot about that, these sort of, like, rest points on the internet that people make for themselves. YouTube is one of them, specifically, like, aquarium live streams. I don't know if you guys have seen this on YouTube, but there'll be just, like, 6-hour videos of just a camera on, like, the tank at the Monterey Bay Aquarium with, like, some calming piano music over it. It's, like, a very common thing. The lo-fi girl, I would say, those sorts of live streams are, like, a great example of these sort of, like, coping mechanisms that people make for themselves on the internet. And I think this album is an interesting example of kind of the opposite end of that coping mechanism of, like, further integration with technology and in order to cope with the relationship that one has with it. It's very interesting, the whole nine yards. But yeah, a resurgence of nostalgia on the internet is really no surprise at all. And I think in order to, dare I say, indulge ourselves on that nostalgia. Sorry, words are not coming out smoothly today. Not to, like, call attention to my many blunders, but we're going to deep dive into that nostalgia with Clarity by Zed. Yeah, is everyone as excited as I am? Okay. Well, without further ado, let's get into it.
Oh,
was Break Free by Ariana Grande and said, fire. Again, like I should rename my show because I can't stop saying that. But it is just so good. Wow. Trip down memory lane. Am I right? Yeah, so my senior thesis, as you can maybe tell, has become sort of all-encompassing of my life and thought processes, which makes sense. But I'm also trying to live in the moment. You know, famously, it's my last semester, which, woof, right? Woof. Are we woofing? Because it's just, wow, it's tough, you know? Because for all the flaws that Tufts has and that the School of the Museum of Fine Arts of Tufts University has, there are a lot of things that make it really great. And I'm not excited to leave, I'll tell you that much. But you know what? We make the most of it. We make the most of our last semester. I've been having so much fun with all of my friends, and I've been doing so much work. You know, it balances out. Work hard, play hard, as they say. You know, that's definitely a thing that they say, I would say. Ooh. Okay, and I'll just let that one lie. But yeah, there's, you know, big things coming everyone's way from my direction. The show primarily, which will be really exciting, we are going to be having it the first 2 weeks of April. So if you're around, in and around Boston, I would recommend coming, obviously. Speaking of shows, though, there is also the SGA show. The SGA being the student government of SMFA. They are having the show about recession indicators. The opening will be this Friday, I believe from 6 to 8 p.m. So if you're in town, definitely check it out. Really good stuff happening over there. I have more music for us, as is typical of music show. Well, I guess maybe not so typical of my show. I do tend to talk quite a bit. My uncle doth protest and texts me often about the fact that I need to play more music. And to that I say, it's freeform. I can do whatever I so please. And I often so please to talk quite a bit. And on the topic of confusion, you know, I'm not one to be confused on purpose. I don't like the idea of being confused. I think it's dumb. I actually quite hate being confused a lot of the time. I just don't like how it feels. But in a constant effort to be unconfused, oftentimes it doesn't leave a lot of room for speculation, for, I don't know, imagination, these sorts of things. So I'm doing my best for the month of March to be more confused. That's kind of my resolution for this month. I'm going to be more confused. I'm going to explain myself less. And I'm going to move, I won't say in silence because I don't think that's possible for me given the amount of bells attached to my person. But I think that I'm going to do make an effort, you know, to do things in confusion, which will be new for me. I'm going to try it out. If it's bad, I won't do it anymore. But I'm going to give it a go. And shout out to Shannon for listening. Hi, Shannon. So great to hear from you. Thank you for your vote of confidence on my talking. It really means a lot, Shannon. I'm so excited for your puppet show also, Shannon. I wish so desperately I could go. And here's the thing. I was talking to someone yesterday, and we were talking about kind of prospects post-graduation. And I'll pause for the shiver that just ran down your spine, because I agree, okay? With my barista of fine arts degree, I'm a little nervous going out into the workforce. It's true. Call me crazy. And we were discussing my prospects post-graduation. And he said, well, what do you want to do? Why would you ask me that? What are you gonna do? Why would you ask me that? Don't ask me questions like that. Are you sick? What's wrong? Don't ask me questions like that. But, you know, it is something I have to think about, obviously. Okay. Do I want to think about it? No. Do I have to? Yes. Okay. And really it's coming down to, there is a very real and probable reality, only slightly parallel to ours, where I become a famous streamer. And I believe that. I believe that. There is a very probable reality in which I make a YouTube channel and it does mediocrely well, and I make income through ad revenue and sponsorships. What then? What then? You know, this is often why the job conversation is difficult for me, because I understand CompSci is hard. I don't want to talk about it until your plan B is streamer and it will make you more money than your plan A. Okay? I don't want to hear it. Job market is hard? Yeah. Okay. Join the club, buddy. All right. But at least I know how to make a table. I leave school with nothing else if not knowing how to make a table, you know? And it's important to focus on these positives. I'm all about the positives. Famously. See, I couldn't even say that one with confidence. And so, moving on to someone who really is all about the positives. Let's get into some Cascada. And, okay, I am Cascada's number one fan. Actually, 0.05% top listener fans. Not to brag, but... So we're going to be listening to a song off the Every Time We Touch album. And you might be like, there's a whole album? Yeah, there is. And every single song sounds the same. You're welcome. And this is one of them. And this is one of my favorite songs off the album, I would say. I just really enjoy it. So let's get into Ready for Love by Cascada.
You took a piece of my heart. I never thought that this could fall apart. You said you fell in love, and this was more than I had ever been afraid of. Another life, another happy ending. It cuts like a knife. Another place, another time. Another hand to touch, another sun to shine. You got me deeper than deep, and I'm constantly blind. For love. Another sun to shine. You got me deeper than deep, and I'm constantly blinded. I'm running around, but there's no place to hide. I start to talk in my sleep. Our souls are divided. Why can't they forgive me these demons inside? Deeper than deep, and I'm constantly blinded. My heart starts to shiver, for it was not enough. I start to talk in my sleep, cause our souls are divided. How can it be that you're ready for love?
play you everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I play you everywhere I go. Yeah.
That was Replay by Zendaya. Pretty classic, if you ask me. I'm kind of hoping Zendaya comes back to music. I know she's busy being a movie star and engaged and probably living an awesome life, but I hope she comes back to music soon. I hope the same for Rihanna, which we'll get into more later. But on the topic of Ready for Love by Cascada, I just have so many feelings about Cascada, I don't think it can be contained in 5 minutes. However, that album, Every Time We Touch, in 2006, is the first time that, like, EDM breaks into the American mainstream, which, to the true disgust of many true EDM believers and followers, that is true. I've been doing research on it. I've been reading a book about it, if you can believe it. I've been reading a book about EDM. But it is true. And I think it's very interesting, specifically in relation to my thesis, not to get nerdy about music. But I'll tell you what, doing a thesis about music is difficult when you don't know how to read it or you don't know how it works. So it's definitely kind of an intuitive process, I would say, much to the chagrin of many. But I have a few more, I have two more songs for you and just enough time to keep talking, which is exciting. But yeah, the Cascada has really been, it's really been serious for me. And I would say this week, more so than any, I've really been spamming that Nina Jirachi album. It's really been life-changing for me. I've also been trying to get into more como se dice emo music. I have a friend who's really going through an emo phase right now. But by emo, I just mean with any sort of emotion. Because typically the music I listen to is quite upbeat. But I'm trying to listen to more sad music. Not because I'm trying to be sad, but more so than I'm trying to get in touch with that, you know? There's a lot of feelings to be had about music, and I feel oftentimes I overlook them with my general pop-heavy listening habits. So I'm trying to diversify. I don't know how well it's going because I'm mostly just listening to Get Lucky by Daft Punk. So I don't know if it's really working. And on the topic of pop music, we're going to hit you with one more. We're going to listen to Telephone by Lady Gaga featuring Beyonce off the Fame Monster, one of Lady Gaga's best albums. And let's get excited for Telephone, shall we?
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What, what did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kinda busy.
Sneak peek. That was Telephone by Lady Gaga and Beyonce. You have been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I've been Janie. This has been Slime Time Radio Hour. I will see you next Monday at 10 a.m. sharp. And that's going to be actually 9 a.m. because Daylight Savings is coming our way next Sunday. And I am so amped for Daylight Savings because that means the sun is going to be setting 6 p.m. and later. So get excited about that. Spring's coming our way. And that groundhog can do nothing about it. So let's get into our last already spoiled song. That's going to be SOS by Rihanna. I hope you guys have a wonderful, amazing day and an amazing following hour with DJ D. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
I've never felt like this before. gone, you know I miss you. I'm the question, and you're of course the answer. Just hold me close, boy, cause I'm your tiny dancer. You make me shake and I'm never mistaken, but I can't control myself. Got me calling out.